Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in verse 30, he says, as he's sharing about the Lord's table, he says, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For whoever eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And this is what I want you to hear. He says, for this reason, many are weak and many are sick among you, and some also sleep. Many are weak, many are sick. The Lord laid upon my heart this week, he said, encourage my people not just to believe for a one-time miracle, but encourage them to believe for the lives walking in a miracle all the time. My brothers and my sisters today, when he talks about eating and drinking in an unworthy manner, we have to take what he's done so serious in our lives. We can't just say, oh, I'm just doing this because this is another day, this is just a church service, and I'm doing this because of this or that. We have to take this with all of our heart today. I want you to open your heart up today for him. If there's in your life, if there's something that's out of kilter, out of alignment with him, bring it before him today. Let him have his way in your life. Let forgiveness come into your heart. And I believe what Ryan had said this morning, you must forgive others. There's no one in this room today that has not been hurt or afflicted by someone in their life, something in their life. But today God says, this is the day to release that, to let that go, and to let God have his way in your life. Hallelujah. Just one more time, close your eyes before we move on, before we go to the next step here. One thing I don't want to do this morning is I don't want to just fall into that normalcy that we do every single week and just everybody, okay, we do this now and then we do that. Let's not go there today. Let's trust him with your life right now. This is a moment. This is an intimate time. I've spent some hours in the sanctuary this week believing God for this moment. And I believe him to help us. Spirit of the living God, fall upon your people in a powerful way this morning, I pray. May you be blessed and honored by our response to the drawing of your Holy Spirit in this house, I pray. And I give you all the glory and all the honor for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're more than enough. More than enough. You're more than enough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord God. I think what we'll do this morning is we'll wait and receive the offering right at the end of the service, because I want to move into this moment here with you. I don't want to move what's happening here. I want to talk to you this morning, and I want the musicians to stay where you are and just play with me, because we're going to receive communion together in just a moment. I want you to think about that, what I just said. For this reason, many are weak and many are sick Some of you today are going to go to another level in your walk with God, trusting Him in a dimension, because this is a kairos. This is an opportune moment for you. This is a moment that you and I maybe have come to for such a time as this. And I want to encourage you today to believe God. I want to encourage you to open up your heart to Him today, to trust Him in a manner, in a way, to trust Him with things in your life that you've just kind of taken for granted that you have to live with or you have to put up with. And maybe it's not even in your life personally, but maybe it's someone in your family. Maybe it's someone that you know. And I want to build up your faith in just a few moments. I want to encourage you. I want you to trust Him for things that you maybe never have trusted Him before. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith now is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. He said, for by it elders obtained a good testimony. He said, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, the Bible says he moved with godly fear, and he prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. I want to just share, just for a couple moments, and we're going to go right to communion, because I believe in the moment that we share the table that God's going to bring healing upon your body, deliverance for every area of your life that maybe has you held down. This week, I don't know if you watched any of them, the videos that we made and we sent out every day this week. And I got this message, actually, Garrett forwarded it to me. I guess it came off our website. And this is interesting. And I wanted to read this to you this morning because this is so encouraging. This person says, I met a man through the grace of God, and he led me to your page. I am in Kentucky. I'm a Catholic, but I watched your videos this week. I fasted because of your video for the first time in my life and was truly touched by the hand of God. God spoke to me and said he was restoring all that I had lost. Listen, this is for you. He said, I began to doubt until I saw your last video on restoration. I feel like God has been speaking directly to me through Pastor Marty, and I'm overwhelmed by God's mercy and grace this week. I want to say thank you and that you have impacted my life forever. I'm separated from my husband of 23 years. We have 8 children. I made so many mistakes, and God has healed my heart. Please pray for me that God will restore my husband's heart, restore our marriage, restore our love we once had. He's bitter and afraid. Please pray with me for a miracle healing for his damaged, broken heart, and that God will keep his promises of marriage. What God has joined together, let no one tear apart. God sent me to your messages, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. God, move across time and space and miles. He's here today to help you, to help me. Noah, the Bible says he moved with godly fear, and he prepared an ark, which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness. Today, you and I have a decision to make in our life. You can choose to believe what you've always seen and accepted, or you can choose to believe the things that are not yet seen. The Bible says Noah moved and did things that he could not see. To you and I today, you may feel with your own feeling and you may see with your own seeing, but the eyes of faith sees beyond what you can feel. The eyes of faith and the heart and the spirit of faith goes beyond what you can even feel or touch with your hand. And the Bible says if you're going to have faith, you have to be all in with it in every area of your life. You can't just have it once in a while when you have need of it. God calls you and I to live in that dimension on a 24-hour day, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week lifestyle. Be all in. That every detail of our life, every action, every thought, every movement must be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. and godly and to move with this godly fear that if I step out of this, that the conviction of the Holy Spirit will draw me back into how and where He wants me to live. And then the Bible says that Noah prepared an ark. He didn't prepare the ark for himself today, but he prepared it for tomorrow. Because your faith and what you believe God to do in your life today will have a great influence on your tomorrows. What you trust Him in your life to do at this moment will have influence on how you live tomorrow and next week, next month, and next year. For some of you today, you're at a point right now. You're at a critical point right now of decision making in your life as to how you are going to approach what God can do in your life today. It's nothing that any man or any building or any organization can produce, but it's what the Spirit of the Lord can release in your life and what you have faith to receive. And then the scripture, he says that he condemned the world. What happened to him is that he persevered in the face of resistance. Because when you begin to believe God to go farther than you have ever gone before, trust Him to do in you what you have never seen Him do before, you will face resistance in your life. And not only from the enemy, but the people maybe that are closest of you will come around you and say, "What are you believing for that for? That could never happen. You will never change. That can never take place in your life." But I want you to decide today that you're not trying to please everything and everyone around you, but your heart is to please the one and the only King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Trust Him with all of your heart. Some of you, and I spoke on this Thursday night, you need a second touch from God in your life. In Mark chapter 8 and verse 23, the Bible says, "He came to Bethsaida and brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and he led him out of town. And when he had spit," Jesus said, "spit into his eyes and put his hands on him. He asked him, 'Do you see anything?' And the man said, 'Well, yeah, I see men like trees walking.'" And then the scripture says that he put his hands on his eyes again. Sometimes people walk with God for a certain duration in their lives, and because of influences and because of just different dimensions in their lives, they lose that passion and fire, and they lose the faith in trusting God for the miraculous, for the impossible. But what they need from Him, they don't need to be born again. What they need is another touch from the Master. And the Bible says that Jesus touched his eyes again. And God is going to touch somebody here again in this house today. He didn't do what He needed to have done in the first touch. And I don't know why that is. I can't tell you, and I'm going to show you a video in just a few minutes. I don't know why it is that some people, it takes time. I don't know. I don't understand. But I know one thing, that God wants to lift you and restore you and change your life today. And He has a second touch for some of you in your life today. And then I want to read this scripture to you out of Mark chapter 5. You know the scripture. The Bible says there's a woman, certain woman, who had a flow of blood for 12 years in her life. And she'd suffered many things, the Bible says, from physicians. And she had spent all she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. In verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind Him in the crowd and she touched His garment. For she said, "If only I may touch His clothes, I shall be made well." And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that power had gone out of Him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Thank you, Jesus. His disciples said, "Master, what do you mean who touched you? Look at the multitude all around you." And He looked around to see who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before Him and told Him the whole truth. And He said to her, "Daughter, daughter, He said, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Hallelujah, God, today. May this house be a representative of those who would have faith and trust in you with all of their heart. Those who are going to share the communion, I want you to come right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We honor you, Lord. Let your faith arise right now in this house. Go ahead and begin to hand the cup and the bread out. When you receive it, I want you to hold it. We'll all partake of it together. And this is a moment this morning that even while we're partaking of the communion, that God's power will touch your life and touch your heart. Heal sickness in your body. Restore what has been broken, what has been lost. When you receive the cup and the bread, hold it. We'll partake together. Hallelujah. I want the boys to show this video in the sound booth. And I want you to watch this. Oh,
pleasure of welcoming Sister Delia Knox and her husband, Levi Knox. Give Sister Delia a mighty shout.
This morning, we trust you, Lord. You can do things that we can't do. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for doing what the world says is impossible. But with you, all things are possible. Take the bread. He took the bread, Jesus did, in the night in which he was betrayed. He broke it and he gave thanks. He said, "This is my body that has been broken for each of you. Take it. Eat it. Remember why I did what I have done. And today be a participant in the glorious miracle that he can do in your life." Let's partake of the bread together. The body of the Lord Jesus. He said, "This is my blood. It's been poured out at the cross where he gave his life, where he was crucified for you and I, where the chastisement of our peace was upon him." For those who are here today that you're struggling with depression, negative thoughts of things pertaining to your past or even your present, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He took upon him the beating and shed his blood. And the scripture says, "And with his stripes, you and I have been made whole." We've been healed. In the name of Jesus, receive what he has done for you today. Receive his promise to your life today. In the name of Jesus, let's partake of the cup. The blood of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We worship and we honor you, God. We worship and we honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 The scripture says, Jesus looked at her and he said, "Your faith has made you whole." Reach out to him right now. Right in his house, right this moment. Father, I pray that you will touch and minister healing to your people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you. We honor you. Receive today. Receive today. Drink in his presence right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Receive today. Receive today. Receive today. Receive today. Oh, la babo shata babahai. Receive today from him. Let the power of your grace overwhelm your people now, I pray. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you all the glory and all the praise for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all of God's people said amen. Thank you, Lord God. I'm going to do two things. Receive this morning's offering and God's tithe. And I want you to prepare that. If you haven't already, prepare that for him. What an honor. This is a moment of our worship right now. Ushers, come. Thank you, God. I thank you, God, for the moment that we have walked in here today together. I thank you, God, for the power of the cross, power of your blood that makes alive and makes new. Touch, Lord, now. Lord, some need a healing and a restoration in the area of their finances. God, right now, as they add their faith together, as we believe you, Lord, I pray that you will bring hope into this area of a life. And for that, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, serve the people as you give your offering and God's tithe. I want prayer folk, I want you to come down and stand here. Before you leave today, if you need prayer, if you want to be anointed with oil, before you leave today, I want you to come and let the hand of the Lord touch and heal and minister his grace and his power to you. I give you glory, God, now unto him who is able to do exceeding and abundantly above what we could even ask or think. To him be all glory and honor. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. If you need prayer before you leave, you come down here. Come before you leave. Let the brothers, let them pray over you today, anointing you with oil. I love you. Go in God's grace and his peace today.